You are a bold and courageous person.
Of course. Do you remember this?
Afraid of nothing. High on a hilltop near your home, there stands a dilapidated old mansion. Some say the place is haunted, but you don't believe in such myths. One dark and stormy night, a light appears in the topmost window in the tower of the old house. You decide to investigate, and you never return.
The chilling, thrilling sounds of the haunted house.
Yeah, I have a feeling that record, more than any other, probably set you on your career in broadcasting.
Well, probably. I mean, in part because, it taught me about sound effects and all that, and it just created this world in my head, and it was also terrifying to me. But I was a kid. I was in elementary school.
You still are a kid.
Chilling, thrilling sounds of
haunted
house.
Are you going to play this for your kids tonight?
I should. Yeah,
you
should.
Totally.
I should totally play this. Make them sit down and listen to it.
Yeah. Make them sit down.
No, you will enjoy this. Now go out there and give me some candy.
Yeah, so we're recording this on Halloween.
Yeah. I don't have any scary music, though, today. Do you? Do you have anything?
I don't really, but you know, just for just one moment, let me do this.
Yeah.
I could play no more, but some people will know. 35 years ago. 40.
45 Sorry. Years ago, my friend.
45 years ago. Frightening. This music came out on Halloween.
So this is the real anniversary of this record.
That's right, of metal. The song, M-E-D-D-L-E, the song Echoes from Pink Floyd.
Took up the entire second side of the record, 20-something minute long song, about a half hour long. Yeah. And if you want to have real nightmares.
For the next 18 minutes, on all songs considered.
This song truly terrified me when it came out. Scooch ahead to the really terrifying part so people don't think we're just crazy here.
Here it comes.
Right. Oh, the multiple screams. Our intern, Anna, is looking distressed.
What is the show going to be?
And that's what this song becomes eventually.
This is just 17 minutes in. We got another six to go. Pretty great.
I don't know how you can play anything now, Bob, but give it a shot.
From PR Music, it's all songs considered.
Good night, everybody.
Drop mic. I'm going to play something.
Not remotely terrifying.
It is sort of remotely terrifying. It's called Melt Yourself Down. I mean.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. That's an unsettling thought.
James Chance. Do you know James Chance? Mm-hmm. So James Chance was a sax player in the late 70s. He had a band called The Contortions. He also did this thing called James White and the Blacks. It was kind of like a mix between James Brown and Ornette Coleman. And he just played this incredibly squeaky, punky, jazz-based music. Years ago, I brought him to D.C., a friend of mine, and we were putting on shows back then, brought him to D.C., played D.C. Space, and he hated the crowd so much, he played 15 minutes and walked out.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a man with an attitude, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I hadn't heard from him in years. I had no idea what he was doing. And the other day, I get this record in from James Chance, and it's called Melt Yourself Down. The album's called The Flesh Is Weak.
just what percentage you pay.
Scary enough for Halloween.
Yeah, that'll do
it. That'll do it. Melt yourself down. Yeah. So James Chance is back. Gosh knows.
And a grateful nation breathes a sigh of relief.
He's playing a couple of shows, one at Bowery Electric on the November 10th, and then in Austin, November 12th. He's playing South by Southwest.
It actually sounds like he'd probably do a pretty good live show.
Oh, my God. Even though he only played 15 minutes when I brought him to D.C. back in 78, whenever it was. It was a pretty great 15 minutes.
You know, that's so out of my league in terms, I don't have anything tone-wise that could possibly follow
so
that.
So we made a phone call.
Yeah, we're going to have to bring in a specialist now.
All right. Lars?
Lars Gottrich.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. You're going to help us follow up.
Yeah, you got to help us out here.
So I think there's a sonic connection to what I'm about to play next. We're going to listen to a track from the upcoming Priests record. Called Pink White House. This is a record coming in late January. We put up a track a couple weeks ago called JJ on Songs We Love, which is a series that I curate on a pretty much daily basis. This new song called Pink White House, you know what? I feel like we should just listen to it a little bit first and then we'll come back in.
Anywhere you want, TV. Ooh, baby, my American dream. Ooh, baby, my American dream. Come on, nothing. Come on, surface meaning. Come on, cash grab. Safety masturbating.
That was Priests with Pink White House. So the three of us, we live here in Washington, D.C., and Priests is a punk band from Washington, D.C.
that we're all very proud of.
Yeah, and, you know, I've watched this band over the last 5 years, and I've seen them perform a lot of the songs that are going to be coming out on this album in January multiple times, because I like to see them pretty much any chance I get, because they're always fascinating to watch live. And they spent 2 years on this record. They originally recorded it in Olympia, Washington. Were not happy with the results, so they did it here at home in Washington, D.C. And I kept hearing reports from friends that were in the studio or friends of friends that were in the studio, like, they're, like, playing piano on it. There's like a brass quartet on a song or whatever. It's just kind of like, so I kept hearing these things. I'm like, what is this record going to sound like? And so this is a little bit more straightforward. If you're familiar at all with the band, this is kind of what they do. It's very politically driven punk rock, but the stuff here is so much more spacious. The GL Jaguar's guitar lines are, like, much more stretched out. The drums are much more crisp, and Katie has really become an incredible vocalist in the last 2 years. She's really stretched what she can do with her voice. Mm-hmm. This song is about the American dream, but also, and like the failure of the American dream, but also why it's a personal choice that it's a failure. And this is very much in Katie's lyrical wheelhouse, but her lyrics become much more abstract on this record, so there's a lot more digging to go into.
Well, I haven't dug into this record at all, but it comes out in February?
January 27th on Sister Polygon, which is Priest's in-house label.
And the album's called, what, Nothing?
Nothing Feels Natural. Also, in those 2 years, a lot of the band members have also branched out into their own projects.
Katie did a record. The singer did a record of her own.
Yeah, called KAG, K-A-G, just released on Sister Polygon. The drummer, Danielle, plays in the band Gauche. They also have a release out. GL Jaguar hasn't he's recorded things, but nothing's been released yet. He has a band called Crypto Jocks. But the one that I've been most excited about this year is a band called Flasher, which is the bassist from Priest, Taylor. That's Taylor's plays guitar in Flasher. And it's just a much moodier, much lusher kind of affair. It kind of sounds like Wire if it was put through a dreamy haze.
The band, the late 70s, 80s band.
Yeah. Or the song I'm about to play for you called Destroy. Maybe this is like getting too much into the weeds of a reference, but for Smashing Pumpkins fans like me, that
Halloween reference.
All right. So like Smashing Pumpkins fans that love when Billy Corgan decides to do like a new wave song, this is what that song sounds like to me. So this is a song, Destroy, from a Flasher self-titled release. Originally came out in cassette earlier this year and is being reissued on vinyl.
I listened to that song a couple of times over the weekend this weekend.
Smashing Pumpkins do new wave is actually a very accurate way to describe that. That did sound like the Smashing Pumpkins if they decided
especially
to go new
wave. Especially that little outro, the little like fuzzy stream. Yeah.
Yeah, the buzz.
The band's Flasher. Is this an EP? It's so short.
They're called, it's an EP.
Okay. Self-titled.
Self-titled, coming out on the vinyl. It's all over Bandcamp if you just want to listen to the whole thing.
That's great. Thanks, Lars.
Thanks, guys.
Mr. Hilton, what do you got?
If you know me, Bob, you know I just want people to be happy. Wouldn't you say that's my primary motto in life? I just want everyone to be happy. It's been an exhausting year and a half or so, especially this election cycle. It's just been so brutal. And so I was thinking as I was picking songs.
You're going to lift America up.
I'm going to lift America up. I just want people to feel good. So all my songs are, they just celebrate life. They're full of joy.
I'm waiting for the drop.
No, it's true. It's just all my songs, they're songs about just how we're all in this together and how glorious life is. Big group sing-alongs. I'm going to start with a band called Crystal Fighters, a group from London. They just released a new record called Everything Is My Family. Big believer in the idea that we're all in this together. And the song that I'm going to play from Everything Is My
this
Family.
This is the person who doesn't really like people.
You keep interrupting me. If you keep interrupting me, I'm not going to play the song, Bob.
Hit it.
It's called Lay Low.
Oh,
are you drinking it in?
Don't you feel better already?
I know, right?
That's the song Lay Low from the band Crystal Fighters and their record Everything Is My Family, a song that they wrote for their drummer, Andrea Maranju, who died a couple of years ago. He had a heart condition. He was just 32 years old. And they say that the song is just a reminder of how magical and also momentary life is. So just live, love, enjoy, spread joy wherever you go, Bob. Everything Is My Family, just out now.
Wow. Well, let's think about joy and take a quick break.
This podcast is supported by Squarespace, the simplest way to capture your passion with a beautiful website. If there's an idea or project that you're itching to show the world, you should. With Squarespace's simple tools and captivating templates, showcasing your hard work is the easy part. Show your support for the show by using offer code SONG at checkout. Set your website apart.
Okay, this next jolt of joy comes from a band called Fialta. Fialta. This is a group from the Central Coast of California. They released a record over the summer that I'm only just now getting to. It's called Shadow of a Drought. Songs that they say were initially inspired by the horrible drought that they've been having in California. But as you'll hear in the song that I want to play, the songs came to, as they were writing them, eventually took on more meaning, broader meaning for lots of things that people have been going through in the past couple of years. The song is called Do the Best We Can, and we can talk a bit more afterwards. I think this song is not quite as celebratory as the last one because I think it's sort of recognizing that things aren't great, but we'll do the best we can. Do the Best We Can from Fialta. I never stood a chance with that song, right? Because right out the gate, the whole group together says, "Hey!" at the beginning. You know, so that's one thing. You put that in a song, I'm probably going to like it. Mm-hmm. Then they had big group sing-alongs.
Before this song started and you talked about it and I mm-hmm. heard the title, mm-hmm. if there was a side channel that you could turn to, a feed of my brain.
We need that.
Which wouldn't be a bad
Bob
show.
Bob only, a switch.
I was predicting hand claps. And then I said to you, as the song's playing, I said, I really thought the song was going to have hand claps. And then...
On cue. Hand claps. So the band, they said, that particularly in this year, this election year, they're saying, and this, I'm quoting the group here, they say, "We see classist, generational, racial, and ideological boundaries so clearly, but it's sometimes difficult to see what we truly are, a big, diverse family sharing one home. As naive or overly earnest as it may sound, we maintain this unflagging belief in the power of community." And I couldn't agree more. Fialta, the album is Shadow of a Drought. It's out now. And that song was Do the Best We Can. They have put 4 songs on their website for free download and a video for this song, and they did it just for us. The URL is fialtamusic.com/NPR.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you can go and download these songs for free and check out a video for it.
Sweet.
Now bring us down, Bob.
I'm going to play a song by Kevin Morby.
Oh, God. Yeah. Here we go. I'm kidding. I like Kevin Morby.
His record this year just keeps growing on me and growing on me. He put out this special single just the other day that he dedicated. I'll just read what he wrote. He said, "This release is dedicated to and written for all the people I have never met but have only read about, the innocent people who are out living their lives and one day, without warning, had them taken away from them. People who like to laugh, dance, and love in the way we all do but can't anymore. All those names and faces, all those beautiful strangers." The song by Kevin Morby is called Beautiful Strangers.
Your eye to the sky, boy, and wonder, maybe there's a kingdom above the weather. Oh, and whether you're gonna get our name is up to him. If you ever hear that crying in the distance, like some siren, maybe there's a singer with no ring around their little finger, no love. And if I lose my voice, if I have no choice but to go quiet, won't you sing for me a melody into the night air? If I die too young, or if the wolf he comes, fee fi fo fum. If I die too young, or if the locust come, well then run, 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 free. You got a sweet voice, child. Why you use it. And if I die too young, or if the gunmen come, I'm full of love. So release me, every piece of me, up above. Sister, can't stand the coppers up in their choppers, all flying overhead 49 days.
Strangers is Kevin Morby. The single has a cover by Townes Van Zandt on the other side called No Place to Fall. It's a song he's been closing out his live shows with a lot. And Kevin Morby said, any purchase of these two songs will go to support the work of Every Town for Gun Safety, an organization he says he's followed for quite some time, and it's an organization he believes in, and he supports them, and he supports their efforts to make the world a safer place. And Kevin Morby says, so if you wish, you can donate as little or as large as you'd like, and I hope you enjoy the songs. Do it for the kids, he says.
That's the same organization that Sharon Van Etten supported when she released her song earlier this year, Not Myself.
Awesome.
So, for our final installment of joy, this is a different kind of joy. This is the kind of joy that you find in blissful ambient music, and it comes from a band called Biosphere. Do you know Biosphere?
No.
This is from an artist named Geir Jensen. He's from Norway. He's actually a veteran musician. He's been making ambient music since the early 1980s, and he recently put out his 12th full-length record called Departed Glories. And it's kind of complicated, but I'm story behind this record, but I'll try to keep it simple. Geir Jensen was living in Poland, and on his daily walks, he'd pass by this woods, and he grew curious about the area, and so he researched it, and he found that in the 1200s, in the 13th century, the Polish queen Branislawa hid there in the forest among the trees to escape the invading forces from Mongolia.
And he found him.
Yes.
Wow.
And there she was. No, this was quite some time ago. But he did try to imagine, what kind of music was she hearing in her head when she was hiding out in this forest?
You stole.
And so he said, well, you know, he tried to think what kind of, you know, folk music, what would she be hearing? You know, certainly not anything that we could really imagine. So he took these hundreds of snippets of old recordings of Eastern European and Russian folk songs, and he melted them all together. He just stretched them out, slowed them down, mixed all these songs together, and came up with this incredible, truly incredible ambient record.
I'm ready.
Called Departed Glories. So everything you hear in the song that I'm about to play is from these manipulated samples of all these. These were originally folk songs, Eastern European folk songs, that he has melted all together. And it's just so radiant and beautiful, and it's just a nice meditative escape from the world. Sweet Dreams from a Shade. Sweet Dreams from a Shade is the name of the song from Biosphere.
That's great. On Wednesday, by the way, speaking of all the beauty that you just described here, we have a guest DJ show from Aurora, which is just beautiful, and some of the songs she picks and so forth and the stories she has to tell is really wonderful. Next week, we have a week, not the elections. I mean, that happens too, but we have a week of Pink Floyd.
Assuming there's still a show after the elections,
right?
Then it will be all Pink Floyd all week long, which is just about the most glorious thing I can imagine.
We got two members of Pink Floyd doing two different interviews.
Yep.
We have, we got so much for you.
Yep.
And we're going to do a call out, so look out for that on our Twitter account, which is @AllSongs. You can follow me on Instagram @TinyDesk, all the shows and photographs I take.
And I'm at NPROBIN.
NPR.
NPROBIN. NPROBIN.
Or NPROBIN.
That sounds like, how do you spell relief? NPROBIN.
With that.
Anyway.
Let's play something nice.
Biosphere, Sweet Dreams from a Shade, everybody.
NPR Music, it's all songs considered.